Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Sunday. No, it's not. It's Monday. But we're going to talk about it Sunday. It's Monday, August 28th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central. 10:10, actually, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we're going to talk about Second Sunday. Second Sunday, the OSR at Lake Geneva Games. I'm hoping that we can see more tables of games over at Lake Geneva Games, the birthplace of Dungeons and Dragons, Lake Geneva. You know, it's, I think we need more people. Hey, George, how you doing? Welcome to the chat today. The second Sunday of every month at Lake Geneva Games, we open up to old school games. And it can be board games too. Don't be shy about bringing an old war game or board game or, you know, an old card game from back in the day, 70s and 80s preferred, right? Because once you get into the 90s, well, 90s too, right? I mean, it's almost 25 years old. Certainly, Magic. It's 1993, that's older than a great many gamers that play regular games today. But what we've been doing is old school role playing for the most part, and that includes a first edition mid-level open game that I run from 12:30 till 4:30, and then from 5 to 9, Ken Haylock runs a first edition slash Osric game, which usually has a seat or two. It's generally regular players, but they're always looking to add more players, so there's plenty of room. George says Mark runs a solid, fun game. If you're in the area, jump in. Very welcoming group of players. Thank you, George. Yeah, it's true. And I was glad you were able to make it out that one. Sunday can be tough for people because if you have family things going on, a lot of times they've got to take place on the weekend when most people are not at work. So Sundays are kind of at a premium. But if you've got time and you want to come out and play in a first edition role-playing game, please do. If you want to come out and slap a war game on a table and play with a couple few friends, something from the 70s or 80s or whatever, play some old Talisman. How about some original Talisman? That would be crazy. A lot of people would love that, I'm sure. And, you know, there's a group on Facebook, Second Sunday, the OSR at LGG, and feel free to jump into that group. We'll get you approved as soon as you jump in. We only have approval because spam. You always got to worry about some bot profile jumping in and making your life miserable. So we've got approval turned on for joining the group. But once you're in, you post about something you want to run, and hopefully other people that are in the group will see that and will say, hey, yeah, I'd love to play that. That would be a blast. And all of those games absolutely are fair game. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the next time. A couple of people that were part of the Second Sunday regulars for the last couple few months have been asked to join my regular monthly twice a month game. That's not bi-monthly, because that'd be every other month, wouldn't it? Bi-weekly, not twice a week, every other week. I think it can mean both when you put that prefix in front. In any event, I now have 9 regular players, and I don't mind a big group, so 9 is just fine. And as often as, you know, people's schedules dictate that they can't make it, I expect we'll have 6 or 7 most weeks and only get 9 on those rare occasions, which is okay. The more players we have, the merrier. And there's been a lot of fun going on. They are all in and around the town of Jolston right now, which is not like the old Jolston that you can still get on DriveThruRPG from Creative Mountain Games, but rather it's a Jolston a couple few hundred years beyond that snapshot of Jolston. So a lot has gone on in those. Obviously, the town has grown. The population is much larger. There are many more businesses and places to visit. Just watch those cribs, says George. Indeed, there's always a lot of burial sites around a large community, right? And you never know what you're going to find in those, including some of those that are even more ancient than the local population is aware. And it's good. It's a lot of fun. So, once again, this is an open call out. Come join our first edition games on second Sunday at Lake Geneva Games. Feel free to come play if you're a first edition player, even if you're not. If you've never played first edition, if you've never played D&D, I have pre-gen characters, which I will hand you one of, and you are welcome to just try it out and get a sense of it. How does Dungeons & Dragons work? I can explain it in a very brief couple of sentences. You take a character. Hey, welcome to the chat there. Versin, I'm not going to try to... Versin McKeorix, 603, all right. You take a character. You tell me what you want to do, and I, as the Game Master, will either randomly figure out or just tell you whether it works or not. I'll give you input, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, whatever the input. You make decisions about what you're going to do. You're on a street in a town. You see this, you see that. I'm going to go over to that. Okay. No need to roll that. You just walk right over. Here's what you see when you get there. Tell you about that. You make more decisions and rinse and repeat. So it really doesn't take any foreknowledge to play any role-playing games. You just have to want to be a bit of an explorer, really. So come on out and give it a try, and it'll be a lot of fun. That's every second Sunday at Lake Geneva Games. And what better place to play your first game if you've never played before, or to play a game of D&D if you've never played in Lake Geneva before? It'll be one for the books, a bucket list thing, right? To play in the town where Gary invented, first published the game. Of course, it was invented by multiple people, but we have the distinction of being the town where it was first published, so let's just call it that. There's a lot of beautiful things cropping up around here. You could visit the library and the huge throne of reading and all the Appendix N books that are there to peruse. You can just spend an afternoon there. George asks, Mark, are you planning on running a game at GaryCon next March? Yeah, I've got a couple of games on the books for Saturday. So once the registration of that goes live, by all means, sign up. First edition, mid-level, higher, mid or higher, generally is what I run at GaryCon. I do have pre-gens. I do run six-hour slots, so they're longer games. But that's what we tend to enjoy when we can get the chance to run longer games. So come on out, play there too, sign on up, and come have some fun at GaryCon as well. It's always a blast running in March. It'll be GaryCon, is it 16 coming up already? I guess it is. Wow. Well, there you go. GaryCon 16 next March. It's late in March. You can look at GaryCon.com. Well, that's about it for today. I want to thank everybody who jumped in on the chat there. Much appreciated. And come check out Second Sunday. At the Second Sunday, the OSR. That's old school. Old school rules, old school revival, old school role playing, call it what you will, at Lake Geneva Games. And don't forget, the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Follow, chime in on the chats, do all of that stuff. Give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you would, please. That would help out tremendously. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnden of the Enemy D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.